This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation is demanding respect by the federal government, saying it will not be pushed aside after the government executed a Navajo man Wednesday in Indiana. In a statement, the Navajo Nation expressed sadness to all families involved and called on the government for a meeting to address the death penalty matter. 38-year-old Lesman Mitchell, the only Native American on death row, was executed by lethal injection for the killing of a Navajo grandmother and granddaughter in 2001. The tribe stood against the death penalty and instead asked for a life sentence. Leaders of the Navajo Nation say it's a sovereignty issue and the death penalty goes against cultural beliefs, which were ignored by the federal government. Attorneys for Mitchell in a statement said the federal government added another chapter to its long history of injustices against Native American people, and despite pleas from Navajo leaders, other tribes, and Native organizations, the Trump administration executed Mitchell, a Navajo man, for a crime against other Navajo people committed on Navajo land. The U.S. Supreme Court denied a request, and letters for clemency were sent to President Trump by the National Congress of American Indians, 13 tribes, and more than 230 individuals. The Indianapolis Star reports a statement read at the execution from the victim's family said they waited 19 years for justice and hoped this would bring some closure. There were reportedly no witnesses on Mitchell's behalf at the execution. The expansion of a British Columbia coal mine upstream a prominent lake and river in northwest Montana will undergo review from the Canadian government. Aaron Bolton reports.
The project is an expansion of Teck Resources' Fording River operation about 100 miles north of the Montana-Canada border. Data from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Geological Survey show that BC mines are leaching high levels of selenium into the Elk River, which is a tributary to Lake Coconusa and the Kootenai River in Montana and Idaho. Because the project was deemed an expansion, the provincial government was set to conduct the environmental review, but Canada's Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Jonathan Wilkinson, issued a decision stating the project would undergo a more intensive federal review after receiving several requests to do so. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes in Montana, along with the Kootenai Tribe of Idaho, were the first to formally request that the project receive an environmental assessment from the federal Canadian government. Confederated Salish and Kootenai Department of Natural Resources head Rich Jansen says a federal review will apply more scrutiny to the project.
You know, and we just noticed that for many years, the province of BC, the state of Montana, and Teck Mining have separately and at times collectively promised to fix existing problems and for many years have failed to yield improvements to water quality.
In an emailed statement, Teck Resources called Minister Wilkinson's decision unfortunate and said the provincial environmental review process is rigorous. The decision comes as Montana is working to set a selenium standard by the end of the year in conjunction with British Columbia. Although there's nothing preventing the provincial government from setting a more lenient standard or not setting one at all. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Tribes in Texas and Louisiana are prepared for Hurricane Laura. The Coushatta Tribe of Louisiana laid sandbags for high water and has prepared other emergency measures. The tribe's casino closed Tuesday as surrounding communities are under evacuation orders. The Alabama Coushatta Tribe of Texas evacuated elders to Oklahoma ahead of the storm. The Category 4 hurricane hit Louisiana early Thursday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.